Louise Nevelson is recognized as a pioneer of installation art and site-specific sculpture. She is best known for iconic large works, such as this piece untitled from the late 1970s, which are made of discarded wood assembled into box-like structures and unified through gold, white, or black paint. Wood was an important medium to Nevelson. For her, wood had the potential to evoke the city, nature, and celestial bodies. It was also readily available. When she could not afford traditional art materials, she collected discarded furniture and other items. Nevelson explored the relational possibilities of sculpture, summing up the objectification of the external world into a personal landscape. She was one of the first to use women's personal narrative as subject matter. Here she invokes feelings of domesticity, nightmares, and the unknown. Along with her visual art, Nevelson sought to cultivate an artistic way of life, from studying modern dance with Ellen Kearns to developing a signature style with ostentatious flair. Explaining herself, Nevelson stated, "I have never liked the middle ground. It's the most boring place in the world." Hanging to the right of this sculpture is Donald Sultan's Polish Landscape 2, January 5, 1990, Auschwitz, which is made of tar, acrylic paint, and floor tiles on a wooden armature. Both pieces use unconventional materials and highlight subtle contrasts of positive and negative space. Nevelson's work acts as a negative space against the white wall, yet the nuances of shifts in value within the form create greater optical complexities. This contrasts with Sultan's use of two polarizing hues that create shapes which come forward or recede in space.